Psalm 96, so sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Now, that might just sound sort of obvious, but don't forget, David was a Jew, that is from the tribe of Judah, living in Israel at a time when only Israel were really the people of God. But he says, come on, all the earth, all the land. You sing to Yahweh a song of praise. So actually, David believed that Israel should be taking the gospel, as it were, to the Gentiles. And of course, Gentiles could have believed on an individual level. You think of Ruth. You think of the Ninevites repenting at the preaching of Jonah. Declare his glory among the Gentiles, his wonders among all people, for Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but Yahweh made the heavens. So I think he doesn't take the view to say, oh, let's go and tell all the nations that their idols are stupid, laughable, idiotic. No, he says Yahweh is to be feared above all their gods. So he's saying, look at what our God has done. Look at creation. An idol cannot create the earth. But our God did. So this, I think, is the way that we should go. That we should not be running around trying to knock down other people's beliefs, but instead emphasize the wonder of the one true God. And I think in time they will come to see that all that they're believing is not right. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto Yahweh, O you tribes of the people, give unto Yahweh glory and strength. Give unto Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering, come into his courts. O worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. So this is an invitation to Gentiles to come and offer sacrifices. Give unto Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. So actually, in the law of Moses, there was nothing that said that a Gentile couldn't offer a sacrifice. Never said that this is only for you Israelites. It never actually said that. And I think the idea was that, come on, everybody, come and worship our God. It was very positive, great outreach by David, thinking well ahead of his time, really. Say among the nations that Yahweh is king. The world also will be established that it will not be moved. He will judge the people righteously. Well, that's quoted in the New Testament about the coming of Jesus, that when Jesus comes, he will judge the people righteously. And although we all like to think that justice should be done in this world, in fact, it never is, because nobody can really judge completely rightly. Nobody really knows the hearts of everybody involved in a case, but God does. We can look forward to that day coming. And he says the earth is established and it won't be moved. So although we should give due concern to the concerns about damaging the planet and things like that, it is also true that we must not lose sight of the ultimate ideal and the ultimate truth that this earth will not be destroyed. The physical planet won't be destroyed. God will not allow people using various complex weapons to destroy the whole planet and burn it up. We can be assured of that, because God has promised this earth as the eternal inheritance of his people and the seed of Abraham. Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, let the sea roar and all her fullness, let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before Yahweh, for he comes to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his justice. So the whole of creation is asked here to get involved in expectancy for the return of Jesus. And Paul talks about how the whole creation, all creation groans. Creation groans, and I take that to mean that in some sense the whole of the natural creation, even the animal creation, has a sense of the coming of Jesus, and they really want it. Rather like animals have a sense when a volcano is going to go off, when a tsunami is coming, big tsunamis have come in. Actually, people remember that, oh, it was really weird. all the monkeys and all the cats and the dogs were going crazy and were trying to run inland. Well before people knew that a tsunami was coming. So though we can't go too far in that, understanding it, I think this verse, and let's say what Paul says about creation groaning, would imply that there is something there where there is some sort of sense of what God is going to do. And of course, we're in line with that. We're in harmony with that because we also are longing and groaning for the time when Jesus will come back.